Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com,
iTunes, or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I got pretty ripped Saturday night. Our neighbors were, our neighbors are right there, so we get pretty drunk. And tequila, I was drinking some of those margaritas we got from Nebraska Brewing Company. And I have to throw more tequila in those, although they're strong by themselves. But if you're a serious drinker.
A seasoned drinker,
you're right.
You'll need to add more tequila. Yeah,
right. Depends on your intentions for the evening.
Right. So I did those, and I was a little hungover Sunday. And I'm thinking, I'll just do a couple Bloody Marys in the afternoon. We weren't planning on doing anything Sunday, just kind of relaxing. So I drank a couple Bloody Marys, but they were pretty strong. So I woke up Monday not feeling that great. So I had to drink another Bloody Mary yesterday afternoon to get right from the Bloody Mary I drank the day before to get right the night before. Do I have a problem?
It almost seems like there's a cycle here.
But I lowered the alcohol content yesterday because I knew I didn't want to feel that way today. I feel great today, actually.
Did you add vodka?
I just slowly went down. I think I just slowly went down in alcohol content in my veins. You know what I'm talking about? I went from a bunch to enough to get me going, to feel better, and maybe a little bit too much to a little bit to get me right.
Did you have the can of Bloody Mary?
No, I just made my own.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a cup. I only brought one of those home. I drank
that. Because Nebraska Brewing Company also makes cans of Bloody Mary.
Yeah, really good job, man.
And I'm sure you have to add some vodka to it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we would.
Oh, God, yes.
We would.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So that was my weekend. What'd you do, Craig? Sorry.
Yeah, you're fine this morning.
Thank you.
Oh, you know, I just worked my ass off all weekend.
Did you, it was a bad weekend for coaches. We lost Sutton, and we mentioned that Jerry Sloan died on Friday, right?
Yeah.
How many people had
51
him?
51 people had Jerry Sloan, actually.
And you said 12 had Eddie Sutton.
And 12 had Eddie Sutton.
Yeah.
I was actually one of the ones that had Eddie Sutton.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was, because I knew that I was going to be specifically sad about that one.
Yeah, he used to coach your Hogs, didn't he?
Right.
And
he coached, Creighton.
Coach Creighton, right? Too, yeah.
Kentucky, so, Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State was his alma mater, I believe, right?
So yep. I knew that I was going to be specifically sad about I'd better have him on my list.
Just to couch your sadness, right?
Right, because I knew it was going to happen.
I'll let you go with that one.
Yeah.
I believe that, actually. I'm starting.
Thank you.
In the year 20, I'm believing anything nowadays. So that's part of it.
All things are possible.
I believe you actually do.
Craig actually cares.
You do to that to couch your sadness.
That's true.
At least you got them in the Deadpool when they die. I'll give you that from here on out.
I'm glad for you that.
Maybe not till 2021 in my
chart. Right. Takes a little sting. Takes a little sting off of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's the deal.
Yeah. So I'll do that for you.
Did y'all make it to church on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
nope. Yeah.
I didn't.
I kind of lost track of the days and forgot I could go back to church.
You know, a friend of my son's friend's dad's a preacher, and he didn't open his church because he's said it's not cool yet.
Many pastors said the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice to see.
That was very cool to see because I'm not.
Because it's the other guys that always get the pub. We don't care what
of
you say.
Of course it is.
Those are the guys that get the pub,
right,
not the guys that say, yeah, you know, we're going to do the right thing.
Right.
No, they don't feature people who act responsibly. No.
They did have a pool party, though, at that church, and they all pissed in it.
But that's fine.
That is so horrible. That is so horrible.
The chlorine took care of that. Yeah. That's fine.
That Ozarks, we were talking about it real quickly before the break there, Craig. That Ozarks picture, that pool, that's a Petri dish before before the pandemic.
Yeah, but you didn't think of it like that.
No, you didn't. I would have thought, hey, everybody's peeing here. I would have thought that because wow. That's what I'd be doing.
Yeah, who doesn't want that?
Exactly. If I'm standing at a poolside bar, I mean, in pool bar, yes, people let some leak once in a while. That just happens. Sorry. And it was
let
all
some leak.
Oh yeah, and there was
is
like,
how we're going.
There was
with
200
that.
People in that pool. It looked like all standing at those stand up bars inside the pool, just whizzing away. 6 feet from, oh, no, they weren't.
No.
All right. Wear your mask, you pussies.
No, they really weren't. So did you see that Queen guitarist Brian May?
Yeah.
Yeah, we discussed that briefly.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
okay. Kind of way.
No, he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Almost. He did have a heart attack, yeah.
Is he recovering nicely?
It was minor. He's fine.
Okay.
I think the 6 o'clock hour, Craig, is people are just waking up now. That 5:30 to 5, 6, you never hear. It's really nothing worth anything.
Oh, no. Not because I'm not here.
No, specifically, that's why.
That has a lot to do with it.
We shouldn't be here then.
Well, either. You remember he had a gardening incident.
Got his ass ripped up there, he said, yeah.
Well, it's the same, about the same time.
I know.
He said in the middle of the whole painful backside, he had a heart attack. Yeah, it's 40 minutes of pain in the chest, tightness, and the feeling in the arms and sweating. He had 3 congested arteries. He opted for stent surgery. He's good. He's here. He's ready to rock.
Good. Good. Love Brian May.
But
well, at least he's got plenty of time for recovery.
Yeah.
Got
yeah.
nothing really on the schedule.
No,
for,
no. Nobody's right.
Oh, a year or so.
Nope.
At least.
I don't have to call off any concerts.
Nah.
Nothing like that.
Ah, no. Scammers bilking Americans out of millions with coronavirus scams. More than 52,000 complaints involving nearly $40 million in losses.
Yeah, that hydroglycerine thing, you might not think it's a scam, but it is. But sales went up.
Well, that and it'll kill you.
It doubled in sales, by the way, when the Cheeto in chief said, yeah.
Hydroxychloroquine?
Yeah, because idiots follow him.
Yeah, and the World Health Organization
Who?
Had to end a study on that stuff because, well, they figured it was killing folks.
It was killing people, right. Oh, the guy that didn't get the placebo died. Ah, damn.
And so here's the thing. If it's supposed to help you, help keep you from getting it, why'd he quit taking it?
He didn't take it.
See, that's the thing.
Do you believe at all he was taking
it? The whole thing just doesn't make sense.
No, he wasn't taking it. He just said that.
So one of the top scams is a text message that tells victims to click on a link and provide personal information to get a government refund. Don't fall for that one.
Yeah,
that's a scammer.
Yeah. Everything's a scam. The phone rings. Even your regular bill guy's calling you to say no.
I'd read
you're trying to scam me. I don't owe anything.
In the context of, you have to follow it up with zinc and Hydrox cookies.
Right.
You have to have the Hydrox cookies.
You know what?
Not Oreos. Hydrox.
I always think of those too. When I hear that word, I think, oh, Hydrox.
Hydrox.
Which is Oreos ripoffs, right?
Yeah.
It's the generic version of Oreo.
Actually,
right?
I think the Hydrox came first.
I think they might have, Todd.
Yeah,
I think you're right. They're old
Oreo
school.
Oreo improved on the Hydrox.
They're old school.
And became more popular.
Yeah.
Check into that, Puss. I'm pretty sure Hydrox was first.
I think
that
you're
is
right.
True.
I think you're right.
And then Oreo took
How
over.
How bad did they screw up? I mean, they were the first one to invent that kind of cookie, and it didn't become the brand name.
But if the Oreo is just a better cookie, if someone goes, you know, that's a good cookie, but I can do it better.
They might have been. I bet you they taste the same.
No.
Yeah, Hydrox was first.
All right.
And then Oreo was better.
Yeah, Mr. Hydrox.
I think actually the Oreo is slightly better. Now then, they may have thrown in a lot more sugar.
It might have at the time.
You know, end of story.
But usually,
I don't know.
But usually the first brand usually gets the name, you know.
Yeah.
Who went up against Kleenex? Because it's not called a Kleenex. It's a paper towel. It's a tissue.
Puffs.
There you go.
Yeah.
Who was first, you think? Kleenex, probably.
Well, Kleenex was.
I'm not sure.
But I don't think Kleenex wants that particular product to be called their brand.
They call it Kleenex, though. I don't call it tissue.
I know they do, but they may not like that because then that takes away their brand name. Then they can't have the brand name anymore. If it's considered to be a product name, then they can't have the brand name anymore.
But it is considered to be a product name. I think of it all the time. Give me a Kleenex. It's what you think of all the time. You know,
they don't want that, technically.
Yeah.
I mean, yes and no.
Yeah.
You know, it's a double-edged sword there.
Just like
call it a belly Kleenex, then.
Some parts of the
that doesn't help
country, soda or pop is a Coke.
Yeah.
Everything's a Coke.
I called it a Coke when I was a kid, no matter what it was.
See, the Oreo Hydrox things, I think Oreo wins it just on name.
Oh, it does.
Oreo sounds like a cookie.
Yeah, Hydrox sounds.
Hydrox sounds like detergent.
Right. It does now.
Yeah,
right.
It sounds like some chemical concoction.
Yeah. It's not a good name for a cookie. It's just bad marketing.
Damn it.
You'll be pleased to know that the trading floor of the New York Stock Exchange reopens today after a couple of months.
Was it really? They were doing all online, I guess?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, boy, that really hurt things.
Right. Well, how about the human stock?
And so now they're going to open up the floor. Only a quarter of the usual number of traders allowed to return to work. Still, the floor from the pictures that we saw only, out of the movies maybe.
Right, right.
The floor was just packed.
Yeah.
So you take away even 75% of those people.
Yeah.
It's still a lot of people.
It looks like the floor of the New York Stock Exchange looks like a pool at Lake of the Ozarks, generally.
Right. So now the few traders on the floor are going to have to wear masks, going to have to follow the strict social distancing rules, going to have to avoid using public transportation to get there. They're going to be screened. They're going to have their temperatures taken as they enter the building.
At Lake of the Ozarks pool, we should be able to trace all those people because, somewhere in this city. That's a huge weekend getaway for the whole eight states around that place.
Basically. Yeah, the cop said, there's really nothing we can do about that because it's not that illegal, really, and whatever.
Yeah, I guarantee
you. Yeah, you could actually close the place down.
A bunch of Lincoln, Omaha, and Wichita went to Lake of the Ozarks this weekend.
Oh, hell yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of Kansas City money, a lot of Omaha money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Lake of the Ozarks.
Pissing in the pool.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
According to a Philadelphia Inquirer story back in 1992, the Philadelphia 76ers had a trade offer on the table from the Los Angeles Lakers, Charles Barkley and Ron Anderson for James Worthy and Eldon Campbell. Sixers near the bottom of the league. Lakers just over 500.
Oh, he'd have been a Laker then, huh?
Yeah.
I'm glad he never was.
Barkley wanted out of town. Two teams had a trade deal that was nearly done. So that particular day, his agent said, yeah, deal's done.
Right.
Just got a couple little details, but it's done. So Charles started drinking. He tells this on the Low Post podcast with ESPN's Zach Lowe. He said, Charles started drinking. Yeah, he's going, whatever, he's got time. But then the deal fell through, and Charles had to play that night.
That night.
I think I heard this story. Yeah.
I don't recall this.
All drunked up and having to go suit up for the game for the Sixers.
Yeah, he was young. Sweat that right out, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, though.
He says he's drunk as, whatever.
Yes.
It's a bleeped expletive.
Got it.
He says he's been drinking since noon. He'd been drinking for 3-4 hours at that point.
Geez.
He said, I've been drinking since noon. He says he doesn't know how he played that night. And not how he got on the floor. And he doesn't know how he did.
Oh, he didn't know how he did. Okay.
No, he doesn't know how he did.
Ever checked the stats?
Yeah. He said he think he might have played so bad because he was angry the Sixers didn't pull the trigger. He doesn't know. That summer, that's when he went to Phoenix.
Yeah, okay, that's funny. Suck it, Chuck. That was actually funny, too. Brady said that yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah, he actually, apparently Barkley was making fun of him during the golf match.
Well, yeah.
Because he's not, but Brady actually, chipped one in from pretty good distance.
Well,
up
until that point, he'd been kind of spraying it all over the course.
Then
he just,
right.
Lightning strikes and he knocks one in from
100
yards.
Yeah, he looked like a typical bogey golfer there.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Buccaneer, Tom Brady.
If you watch The Last Dance, it looked like there might have been a game or two, or at least a practice or two, that Dennis Rodman was drunk.
Oh, I'm sure he was. The way he traveled around and just showed up for practice late,
Takes a little vacation in the middle of the season.
That's a great dog.
I'm sure he was there had to have been times where he was playing games with a little bit of booze in his system from
Once again, young elite athletes, that's nothing.
Yeah, they can recover quickly.
Yeah.
So
I had 2 days of Bloody Marys to get right.
And you're ready to go play right now.
Yeah,
let's hoop it up.
I could play.
Oh, of course you
could. After a nap.
Of course you could. So, you know, looking at the articles and stuff, and clicked on an article at grunge.com, you know, the clickbait, why men have beards according to science.
Oh, science. I thought it was just because.
According to science.
Because we can.
Why men's have beard? Why men's have beard? Or why
especially
men
nowadays,
have beards?
You know.
Yeah. So I click on the article and I'm reading through it. You know, they don't know.
No.
Oh, you know what?
You know
why physically we have them?
Yeah, I don't.
Well, because we came from apes.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, that's not.
No, but there's
you know
be
why we still have them and blah blah blah. Why there's not hair here and then there is there and
oh,
blah,
I got
blah,
it. Compared, yeah.
You know, like they don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Why can't
they don't know?
Why can't chicks grow a beard? Why can't puss grow a beard? None of that.
No,
chicks they don't know.
Puss. A lot of guys can't grow a beard.
They've got some thoughts. You know, we think maybe this, maybe that, but we don't know. Well, give me the article.
You know that sucks, Greg, because I gotta. There's a little something extra in your check this week for that. Although we don't get paid this week. Because you have to read to the bottom of these articles. And I start to read sometimes. And since the writer fancies himself to be, I don't know, Vonnegut or something like that, they get like a paragraph in and still don't tell you anything.
Yeah.
And they do a backstory, doesn't tell you anything. I'm not just throw those kind of stories.
Right.
And then at the end, they might mention what the headline said. I'm thinking, oh, geez. So I'm done, man.
I just hate these things.
Well, you've got to avoid anything that says sponsored underneath it.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, but this wasn't one of those.
But I can do that. I'm looking at CNN.com. I'll say, click. I start to read the article. Oh, geez. I can see it's 15 paragraphs, and they're not saying anything about the headline, the first three.
Because they always show a picture of a hot chick.
Oh, yeah, those. Yeah, get those.
In the clickbait. Right. And here's 40 Boner. Wacky pictures from Walmart or the airport.
Oh, I know that.
And they never show the hot chick that's shown in the clickbait
ad. Never do. You won't believe these two stars banged each other. They show two people, and then they're not in the photo.
The things that get me are the clickbait things that say, see the one thing that happened that took this show off the air.
Oh, yes.
And we all know it just ended its run.
Right, right.
Wasn't one thing.
It wasn't one thing. It just ended its run. Yeah. It was a big finale, and everybody watched it, and blah, blah, blah. No, nothing ended it.
Right.
Well, the network or whoever decided to end it.
But there was not a thing.
There wasn't an incident involved.
I did read one the other day that was pretty interesting. It listed a bunch of different sitcoms over the years, even some dramas. And they listen to storylines that should have never happened. And they were actually kind of interesting. Because you'd watch those shows, you go, that didn't make any sense. That shouldn't have happened.
Wow.
They get bored writing it. I understand why they do.
Yes.
When they do, you know.
So, the guy says in this article that there's a lot of theories.
About the
beards. Yeah, about the beards. He goes into a couple of them. You know, one of them, Darwin says chicks dig it. But, you know, Darwin had a beard, so he might have been a little biased.
Right. That happens.
Someone else said that, we did a study, and, guys that have good, thick beards, when they get punched in the face, they feel it about 30% less. So maybe that has something to do with it.
Oh, padding.
I doubt that.
A little face padding?
What kind of padding is that?
I mean, it
has
a
to
lot.
Be really, has to be a real thick beard, then.
Yeah.
Like way out from your face.
That beard can take a punch.
And then another study said, but people pull on the beards, and that's a bad thing, too, when you're fighting. So you got nothing there. It's just all a bunch of load of crap. I don't even know why Tom Meesford wrote this damn thing.
I think we need to test this. If you've got a beard and you're in the room, let's somebody punch you.
No one has a thick beard.
No, we need
and
a thick,
and these are good thick beards, and we'll all say, we will all say, we don't have to
get too lazy.
I don't need to get, and that is certainly not why our beards are grown. Mostly because it's shaving thing.
Exactly,
really overrated.
Shaving sucks, man.
Yeah, we need to bring someone in with a thick beard, and punch him in the face, and then punch Puss in the face, and I find out who hurt more, who felt it more.
Oh, it'd be me. I'm not.
That's a good idea.
We could put some kind of gauge, some kind of calibration instrument on there to tell who took a harder punch.
Well, around Christmas, our MILF station down the hallway there has Santa. We'll just punch his ass next time. When it come around Christmas, hey, can we borrow Santa for the best? Sure. I'll go on the Todd and Tyler show. He shows up in full regalia. We'll bring him in here, punch him in the face, yeah, you... then punch Puss in the face. Thanks, Santa.
You might have
How'd
to,
that feel?
You might have to sucker punch Santa just as he walks through the door, because I don't know if he'll consent to that. So, you know.
We won't tell him.
We just might have got to wait, be waiting
sucker
there for
punching
him.
Santa last night.
I think actually what you would have to do is punch a guy without a beard, have him grow the big, thick beard, and then punch him again.
Okay, Santa, if
it
you're
has
listening.
To be different guy. it has to be the same
shave
guy.
Shave your beard, punch. Run in here, we'll punch your face.
You're probably right.
And then grow it in 6 months, and we'll punch it again.
And I guarantee if I'm involved, I will be hurt more. I've never been punched in my life, and I'd like to keep that streak going.
Even as a kid, nobody got one in on
no,
you?
Right. No, I have never punched, nor have I been punched.
Oh, I've been punched.
I
punched, too. Yeah.
I don't think I would handle it well.
Oh, you will be.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time.
Well, the back of
well
the
now it's assault, you know. I don't think I punched anybody since I was a kid.
I mean in anger, not in passion, Todd.
Well, that's usually an elbow in passion. Yeah. Though. For me, it's like an elbow, you know. All right, then. See you Monday. No, I don't know what that. What is this today? Live show
Tuesday, the
May 26th, 2020, yeah. The year of our Lord.
Mental Monday.
Yeah, there you go.
Year of our Lord.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.